Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Morning Magic at Magic 106.7. We're, 24 hours away to when it opens.
I know.
24 hours from right now. Red Sox legend David Ortiz. This is kind of mystifying, this estate sale that David Ortiz is having in his home. David and his wife and family are having this estate sale.
I'm a yard sale queen over here, and I'm like, this is my heaven right now, an estate sale of a celebrity in Boston.
Well, so what is the difference between an estate sale and a yard sale?
So an estate sale, usually it's in the house. The house is vacated, and you walk through the house because there's furniture. So it's basically in the house as is, and it's set up, and I'm sure they have sections organized with prices on the furniture actually as is in the house.
We had a yard sale probably 10 years ago, and everything was out on the front lawn.
Oh, that's how you do
people
yard
pulled
sale.
Up in front, and there was traffic, and it was all backed up, and there's like a little sticker on things for what the price was.
Totally.
And you negotiated. So if you had a dresser there and it was $30, someone would say, no one could ever just give you the price. They would just say, I'll give you 28 for it.
Yeah,
I'll give
you barter.
25 for you. Okay.
You have a set price in your mind, but I think with an estate sale, I mean, they don't have prices listed here, but I'm so curious to know what these things cost. But I mean, it's busy on my street having a simple little rinky-dink yard sale. This is going to be massive tomorrow.
Right. The home is in Weston.
Tiny little
streets. Sure it's a lovely area. They're not releasing the address.
No.
For another hour. They'll release that at 9 o'clock today. I think they just didn't want people knowing
about. Are you kidding? The neighbors? If you live on that street, David, would you, I don't know, would you like this or would you not like it?
I think you have a choice.
Or
I would like living next to David Ortiz.
Well, that's
true. That'd be kind of cool. You could always say, oh, my neighbor, David Ortiz. Maybe you heard of him.
That's right. Oh, and if you want to have a yard sale, have one. If you live in that neighborhood,
right.
Tomorrow you'll get the
traffic is already built in.
Right.
Chairs, rugs, furniture. There's all that stuff that you'd expect. Fireplace tools. There's barware. I
know. What would you buy from it, from this list? Are there two things that you would pick out right off the bat that you want?
I would buy the glasses. He's got these old-fashioned glasses that look pretty good. He's got a dartboard on here. I mean, I think it'd be pretty cool to have a dartboard that belonged to David Ortiz. I don't even play darts, but I think that'd be all right.
And my next question to you, would you buy something just to buy it that because it was from his house, or would you want something that actually has like his name or autograph on it?
No, I would want to have it just because it... I would almost rather something a little more routine, like... You know, the whisk broom or his bath mat or something like that belonging to David Ortiz, as opposed to he's got a bunch of memorabilia stuff on here that's all signed.
I mean, this is awesome. I want these two little wooden Red Sox tables. I want to do this. I
also,
go.
His wife, who I don't know, Tiffany Ortiz,
yes.
and she does a ton of charity work and nonprofit work, so she's out and about enough. I know of her that way. There's a ton of clothes that they're making available too.
She's got all her fashion design. Her clothing on a clothing rack. That's like the mothership calling me home, David. I need to
You don't need any help spending money on clothes, Kendra. We're going to put this link on our Facebook page. We'll also throw it up on Instagram, too. Are you going? And in the comment section, you can let us know. Is this because they're expecting a huge turnout.
Yeah, if you're going to go, call us.
7:30, 8 o'clock is when people are going to... 7 or 7:30 tomorrow morning is when people are going to start assembling and lining up tomorrow for this thing.
I want to know if you're going and what you're going to buy. Please tell us.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.